Okay, we will start our public meeting for the interview of prospective candidates for town council. We'll start the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, I have done roll call on them other ones.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot.
I messed up.
Oh, did you forget roll call?
I forgot roll call on the other two meetings.
I recorded it.
Perfect.
So should we have roll calls this time?
Yes, Yvonne.
Here.
Tammy.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Zeb's here. Chris is also here. We've had two candidates put in for the council seat, Brian Sullivan and Nick Lyon. Should we let them read their stuff?
Sure.
Present their stuff?
We can ask them questions.
Do you want to read that and then we can ask you questions?
Yes, I can read it.
My name's Brian Sullivan. I've lived in Sterling for 10 years. And I'm applying for the council member position. I have participated in community events. I've helped with the community garden. As a council member, my priorities would be transparency and communication between the council and the community. Also, use and improvement of community property, as we were talking about the park improvements, potential park improvements with the CDBG grant. Also, wise use and management of resources. Being in a small town, I think that's really important, so that would be something that I would be focused on. What are Sterling's biggest strengths and how would I build on them? I feel like probably the biggest one in my mind is a small town can-do, self-reliant attitude, and I think that's really prevalent. People are kind and willing to help each other. I think the best way for me to capitalize on that is to proactively reach out to community members for connection, engagement, and input, particularly on issues like CDBG and the impact fee and things like that. What do you perceive as the biggest issues facing Sterling and how would you address them? I think growth is probably the top one. Keep working toward a sound plan that addresses future growth and improves and maintains our present situation. Also, engagement with and perception of community government. I think that is a big issue right now. And I would work to seek one-on-one acquaintance with and input from community members. Can I be here third Tuesday of each month? Yes. Do you have any questions for me after that?
I need that letter for the record. Thank you.
Any questions from anybody in the crowd? They can ask questions, right? The community.
Yeah.
Aren't you also a school teacher? Is that what you do, music? Or?
Yeah, you're still teaching.
Yes, I teach at Manti High School. That's my day job.
I think those questionnaires are good.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go take next to
So I think everybody here knows me. If you don't, I'm Nick. Yeah.
How long you lived here, Nick?
My whole life. Been here forever. That'd be 44 years. That's how long I've been here. Just a few of the things. So as far as experiences go, the fire department has really offered me the opportunity to serve in a lot of leadership roles, both within Sterling and within the county. I was two terms as the chairman of the Sanpy County Fire District, of which me and Stacy and Beverly Thomas are responsible for riding, this round of trucks, we'll put 16 brand new fire trucks in Sanpy. I am proud of that. And that's a we thing, that's not a me thing. We did that, both as a district board and certainly with the help of Beverly Thomas, my wife. So that being said, that's provided me with a bunch of leadership opportunities. Kind of talking about priorities as a council member. Water, roads, and planning and zoning are really, really my concern for our small community. I look at things and I think infrastructure altogether is probably where I would see priorities. We need good roads to drive on. We got to have clean water to drink. All the rest of the stuff probably needs to come second to infrastructure, in my own opinion, right? Sewer, water, roads, them types of things. Things get really bad when we don't have them things, right? So that's probably where I would put my priorities as a council member. Most of my thoughts would probably go towards that. Biggest strengths in Sterling? I think Sterling is an awesome rural community. I think that's its biggest strength. That kind of echoes what Brian thought too, honestly. And how would we build on them? I think we need to try to maintain our rural feel and prepare for growth, right? I mean, I think it's inevitable that we have growth. I do think we need to be prepared, as I think the council is doing a good job. And it sounds like, I was at your last planning and zoning meeting, I think they're doing a good job as well. Seemingly had a good subdivision ordinance coming together from what little bit I pieced together. So that's probably that. As far as the biggest issues facing Sterling, I do think it's planning, zoning, water, and growth. That is really what I think the biggest issues facing our little community is. It is, and yeah, I can attend your meetings. I attend most of them now. So my only question would be is if the council chooses to appoint me to this, I would want to make sure that there's very clear separation of duties as far as I'm willing to still be the fire chief, but I just want to make sure everything is clear and open on that front. Does that make sense? However, that would have to be. That would need to be just clear, right? So everybody's on top of everything there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like if I'm a council member, you're giving me access to the checkbook. So I'm still going to have to follow all them rules. You know what I mean? So, but I would just want clarity on all of them things as far as fire station.
That's all I was going to ask, is you're not going to quit as the fire chief to get on the council, are you?
No, I don't think so. I'm vested there a little ways down the road till I can find what I believe would be a suitable replacement. I have a guy, I just can't convince him to do it. So. I've tried. I even bought him a new hat. I bought him a new chief helmet and everything. He literally brought it back to my house. Yeah, it's the whole thing. But anyways, so I don't know. What do you guys have? You have concerns, comments, questions? This is your time to beat me up.
Are you going to change your meetings for your fire training then on Tuesdays?
Because so there's a lot of Wednesdays. Times.
Oh, you've changed them to Wednesdays
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we do Wednesdays. Yeah, okay. It worked out, so it works out for everybody. So I don't know how much you guys know about the volunteer services in Sanpete. It's kind of a sad story in a lot of ways. Most guys that are on a volunteer service are on way more than one, right? Most of your fire guys are on fire, EMS, search and rescue. So Wednesdays are the days that my guys are the least committed at this point. So that's why Wednesdays are the days. Yeah, we did change. We now do drill the second and fourth Wednesday. So that's them are the days we do drill now. So
I used to hear the siren, but I don't hear it anymore. Maybe I tuned it out.
Yeah, well, no, that's we're not going to tell the six county people, but it may have got shut off.
Oh.
Hey,
turn off that microphone.
They do their emergency thing every year and spin everybody's sirens. If they're not sitting here in town, I don't know what to tell them. Dude, I thought it was Armageddon. So the siren thing is bad news, and I'll give you a little history on the siren thing. This is kind of getting outside of what we're talking about here, but what I noticed with the siren, so summertime's our busy time, right? About a year after they put that siren in, we had a boomer year for wildland. I want to say it was 2012 12-ish, don't hold that to gospel, but anyways, every time that siren would go off, every kid in Sterling knew what was happening. And then you have 30 volunteer firemen zipping down that road past the city park, because that's a good place to put the fire station. So anyways, I opted to go ahead and flip the breaker off on that, so. They want to get mad at me, they'll have to get mad at me.
I just thought I.
I didn't want it there to begin with. Anyways, so yeah, I didn't like the advertisement of what was coming, right? The last thing we need is to smoke some kid on a bike, man. So anyway, that's kind of the reasoning behind it, and honestly, it's kind of obnoxious. So if there's a tornado, I don't know what to tell you, sorry. I guess I'll have to run around with a little megaphone. But anyways, that's in a nutshell. If you guys have any other questions or comments or concerns, please let me know.
We'll just charge it a toll as it goes through town too. Come on. See?
I'm on board.
Okay.
And also up 6 months.
On what?
Up 6 months.
There you go.
That'd be a good spot.
They keep telling me no.
Any questions for Nick?
No.
Awesome. I like those questionnaires though. It made it easier.
Okay, so now do we just move into a vote?
I think we have to close this meeting.
Are we doing vote?
Do we vote in this meeting or in regular town council?
Regular.
Was this just this wasn't regular town council?
No, this was the special meeting.
This is special.
You would vote in this meeting. You would vote in this meeting, and then you would
confirm.
Oh,
yeah. Sworn in.
Oh, sworn in.
Okay.
In the town council.
Oh, okay.
We need to add a row here. Count to the square and all. So is that okay if I didn't put that on the agenda? I thought it was vote.
No, where it's a special meeting, you can vote on the candidates. And it's a majority vote, right? You would just place both candidates and call by name and do a roll call vote on each candidate. Encourage that person to join in the next town council.
Okay.
So, we just go, just say Brian Sullivan.
Yep, have Brian Sullivan stand in front and vote on him for position of town council, and then you'd have Nick come up after and vote on him.
Okay, so let's take a vote on Brian Sullivan for town council.
I vote for Brian.
Okay, Tammy for Brian. Anyone else?
I do. I vote.
You'll vote for Brian also?
Yes.
Okay. And then
you do a roll call.
So, oh, you do a roll call?
But I only vote if to break a tie, correct? Okay. So Yvonne is no. Tammy, yes. Kim, yes. Okay, and then we'll go Nick Lyon. Yvonne?
I vote for Nick.
Tammy's no, Kim's no, and I'll vote for Nick. And then, now we just flip
now
a coin, right?
A tie.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's like the school.
You're going to flip the coin.
Unless you had another round of questions you want to answer, it doesn't seem like there was many questions. So, yeah, it's tie vote, so you would just flip a coin. Write down on paper of who heads is who and tails is who. And
flip
who
the
has
coin?
A coin?
I have, what kind of coin do you want, a quarter, a penny?
Doesn't matter.
Has Kate got one? Have you got a coin?
I don't have a coin.
I do. It just fell out of my...
No.
No, I have. Oh, it's in this zipper.
I got a penny if you got bigger.
So Nick suggested a penny. There you go.
There's a penny. Okay, so what do you want to put as heads?
Who wants heads?
Who wants heads?
I'll take heads.
Okay. Brian is heads.
Hold on, let me.
Who want to flip it?
No, I don't want to flip it.
I think it should be me because I'm like the.
Let's have Cade flip it.
Oh, she has a.
Yeah, let's have Craig flip it.
We'll let Chris flip it.
There's Chris.
I'm unbiased. It can't be you guys.
Well, I know.
Okay. It is. I can't tell. That's heads.
Heads it is.
Congratulations. You just saved my marriage.
Okay, we will welcome Brian Sullivan in the next meeting to join us up here.
I make a motion to adjourn this special meeting.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, meeting adjourned.
Chris, do you need me to help you with that oath?
A what?
Did you get the oath? You have one of those on your?
Yeah, give me a minute.
Okay, that's all right.
A little potty break for a minute.
No, we're good. We'll take a break.
Okay.